What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have a you can run, but you cannot hide update. You know I love these stories.
Is it out of New Orleans?
You know I love... No, they are running and hiding, actually. They're running
barely
and hiding.
Successfully.
Seven of them.
We have another Ancestry 23andMe.com unsolved cold case murder that has been solved, but listen to who it ended up being. It's crazy. A Maryland family man who lived in plain sight for nearly 25 years has confessed to killing his childhood sweetheart's mother. Follow me here. A Maryland man known for his friend Scott as a, quote, zen-like calm person has shockingly confessed to beating and choking to death the mother of his childhood sweetheart. They were 15 years old when they dated.
Okay.
They then go their separate ways, whatever. He's then 21, 6-7 years later. Yeah. Breaks into the house, or I don't know why he would be invited in the house, murders this woman, and the whole time they think it's like, was it like a home invasion? Like, did someone come in? They, in a million years, they did not think it was someone who would have known her or knew the layout of the house.
So what was the motive?
They don't know. There is no known motive as to why one would go back 7 years after he dated her daughter and kill this woman in her house. They had no idea who it was. And then they took that DNA that was under that victim's fingernails and they ran it through the 23andMe database. And then that came to some, like, the whole family tree was like way over somewhere else, but they worked all the way down and there he was.
When it went down,
he had dated the teenage daughter 7 years before he killed the mom.
Well, maybe, and I'm just speculating here, spitballing, maybe having dated her daughter, he knew where certain things were in the house.
100%.
That
but
would
why
be
would
of
you
value.
Go, why would you go back? They were no longer dating. It was just the craziest story.
Because money can make people do the dumbest things.
He has no criminal record, and there is no sign the murder was premeditated. Motive remains unclear.
Okay.
Odd. Yeah.
Very odd. Speaking of crime, the serial Tesla road rage driver who landed back behind bars for allegedly assaulting a teen driver and her mother in Hawaii last week was found beaten to a bloody pulp in prison. Nathaniel Radimack, he's 39 years old, was assaulted by inmates at the Halawa Correctional Facility, according to the Department of Corrections. The hot-headed driver sustained injuries to his face and torso, was taken to a medical center for treatment. This is a guy who...
Oh, the videos are unbelievable.
He will just, he's a road rager of some capacity. I don't know what he gets so mad about, but he will get out of his car and approach you and just beat you. And some of these, his victims are women. And
but a lot
girls.
Of the victims are women. And just and in girls. Traffic, he would get out of his car. Once he got out of his car, Sam looked at this video, with a pipe and just start railing on this guy's pickup truck. In another one, he gets out of his car, jumps over and starts banging on a woman's car. And then in the one in Hawaii, he crosses the street, gets out of his car, crosses the street. This teenage girl is learning how to parallel park. He reaches in and punches the mother and the daughter in the face.
I saw that video. Can I make a point, though?
Is that like roid rage? Because in another video,
he's in a gym.
He takes a swing at a young girl in a gym.
At a Planet Fitness, yeah.
At a Planet Fitness. Is he a roid rager person?
He doesn't look like he's on roids.
Most roid ragers don't go to Planet Fitness.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Good to know.
That's a pretty good point.
So I think he's just an angry guy.
Can I ask a question, though? Because this is from the New York Post, not exactly the most liberal newspaper in America. And they say, here is their opening line. The serial Tesla road rage driver.
Yeah, or road rager. I've seen that too.
But what does it matter what kind of car he drives? If this was a Nissan?
I think in the beginning it mattered in California because there were so many reports of this crazy guy getting out of his car and punching people. They only knew him as the crazy Tesla road rager guy. Now that he's identified, it doesn't matter.
I just thought that was weird. And I read it, you know, because I just opened up the story, but I'm thinking to myself, why does it matter? I mean, if he was a Corvette driver, would we mention that?
Yeah, probably. Road ragey Corvette guy.
Okay. All right. And back to a story we brought you at the beginning of the show today. 7 of the 10 inmates in New Orleans remain on the loose. And by the way, 3 of the 7 who are still on the loose are charged with murder. A couple others are charged with attempted murder. These are not people you would want to bring home to mom and dad. The oldest is 42. The youngest is 19. The people that they're still looking for. And there is very little doubt, according to the sheriff, that this was an inside job. They had help from the inside.
Tell me about the bars, Sam. Because I've seen the video of them all running out.
So they released pictures of what that little cubby hole should look like, right? So obviously there is some access out of the cell into the back of this cabinet because you need to get plumbing back there, the bottom of the toilet, the water, the whole nine.
Yeah.
So obviously you need some sort of outlet to get that plumbing into there. So they would just put a hole behind the cabinet. So they didn't drill this hole. They didn't carve this hole out of the sheetrock. The hole was already there. But in normal times, there are bars, just like you would see on like any cartoon with a prison cell window. There are bars going across that hole. There are 2 vertical bars and I think 3 or 4 horizontal bars. So there is no way
they could have gotten out.
They could creep through those tiny little
squares.
Unless
somebody had removed the bars, right?
For whatever reason, all of the bars, except for the top bar and the bottom bar, remained. But the bars in the middle and the 2 vertical bars were gone. Hmm. And if you zoom in on the picture, because they've released pictures of both sides now of the escape route, it looks like a clean cut. Like, these guys didn't rip these bars off, if you can rip metal bars off.
It was a clean cut.
Yeah.
And then didn't you say earlier that there were their clothes, their jailhouse clothes were ditched in the woods?
They were found in the woods near the jail. So that tells me, unless they then ran in their skivvies or butt naked until they found clothes, that there were clothes stashed in the woods.
Because otherwise they would have, you know, I'm not trying to think like a criminal, but it's not hard. You would break into somebody's house, hope they're the right size, and then leave your jailhouse guard.
Well, we were worried about the home invasion or the carjacking right after they got out, because we said you can only hide in plain sight in New Orleans so long. One of the first escapees they caught from facial recognition software.
Yeah, so they had a camera in the French Quarter, and it shows 2 guys walking down with their hoods up on opposite sides of the street, by the way, both of them suspects from the escape, walking on opposite sides of the street with their hoods on, and both of them are like pulling the hood down.
Yep.
And facial recognition was still able to pick up their face.
Really?
Police closed in on where they thought these guys might be based on where the camera lost them. One of them was laying on the ground underneath a parked car.
And they found him.
And where was the other one?
I did not specify.
Oh, okay.
But both of those guys were arrested.
You were asking about the fencing. There was a fence. They scaled it. They scaled the wire fence, the barbed wire fence.
How?
I don't know.
Rugs. They used rugs.
Where did they get the rugs?
I don't know. It said that like 1:15 a.m. or something. So 1:01 a.m. was the video of them running out of the docking area. And 1:15 was where you saw the police say that they used rugs to scale those fences.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out we are under a severe thunderstorm warning at the moment.
Yeah, it's very distracting. I don't know if you guys just heard me stop in the middle of my
sentence. I keep looking outside. I'm like, it looks like it's dark out.
It is so distracting.
It's the thunder and the lightning.
It is.
I mean, Dana's sitting over there making a point and talking about this and that. I'm like, oh.
There's more lightning.
That was a loud one.
Just killed me mid-sentence.
I'm hopeful that everybody, you know, because we're
be safe.
Knocking at the door on rush hour here, and there's a lot of water in the road down here.
So here's what we'll do. If you guys want to call in and comment on the jailbreak or whatever, you're welcome to. But
tell us where you are and what you're seeing out on the roads.
I would love to get some weather reports if you guys have time.
Especially in the usual suspects of the flooded areas that we see.
And if you can do it safely, that's the important part. If you can call in and give us a weather report from wherever you are, we'll do that for a little bit. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.